Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everyone. I would like to come back to a few points after hearing delegations yesterday and today. In particular, when it comes to the first part of this text, the characterization, the general characterization of autonomous weapon systems. I like to point out that Brazil has, for a long time, advocated for a functional characterization, which is, in our view, the way to ensure that this discussion is, and whatever substantive results that we can achieve will become future-proof and focused on precisely the elements that are most concerning from the point of view of international humanitarian law. And in this regard, like Pakistan, we do believe that selection and engagement of targets are precisely where these concerns lie, and that this is where our functional approach should remain focused on. We have not heard any arguments, substantive arguments, in defense of the inclusion of other functions such as identification, and we would appreciate clarification as to where those concerns lie and why, what problems the inclusion of these functions would solve. It's something that we cannot see for ourselves, so we would appreciate some clarification in this regard. We also believe, like others, that the third paragraph that you have included is an excellent suggestion, and that we, by retaining it in the characterization section, we would deal with an important risk of exploitation of loopholes in this characterization. We do believe that some clear and objective way of defining what we mean by nominal human input could be achieved. We're not wedded to this language, but I think that the suggestion made by my colleague from Canada might lead us in the right direction. We focus on the second part of the sentence and attach it to the to the characterization is probably something that offers good chances of success. On the issue of lethality, we addressed it yesterday, but we heard many delegations speaking in favor of the retention of this notion and attaching it to the reference to autonomous weapon systems. From the explanation we heard yesterday, I believe that different delegations attach different meanings to this notion. Some seem to want the retention of the word lethal in order to make it clear that this, these discussions, these substantive elements, would not apply to systems that are used in law enforcement and in other contexts, in contexts other than military. And others seem to understand it as a way to ensure that these substantive elements will not apply to systems, military systems, that do not employ physical force. This reinforces our perception that if we are to retain this word and this concept, we have to define it. And in our perception, this definition must be linked with the ability to inflict death, injury, damage, or destruction to persons or objects. Since this is the purview of international humanitarian law in general and of the convention in particular. Regarding the third paragraph, I'm starting to become persuaded by the arguments of my U.S. colleague. I'm starting to feel like it doesn't, it is perhaps a bit premature to discuss exceptions. I think if we are, first, I would like to say that this first part of this third paragraph does not apply to autonomous systems that are not weapon systems. Seems to me like unnecessary, almost like a tautology. If there is a part of this paragraph that might be useful, is the reference to mines and UXO, and perhaps we could deal with it not by excluding it from the definition, but by pointing out that they're already covered by other instruments and that this does not affect. Any discussions we might have here will not affect or downgrade those instruments. I thank you, Chair.